quickly following up on that, the silver trophy.
You had them skating around a year ago this time. What are they skating around this year? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Two gold trophies and an empty X for a third. I just made that up, but I think I might do that.
Thank you.
If I could follow up earlier about the rank, and you mentioned sort of them, you would like one, and the team deserves one. What would it do for the program to have a bigger, newer rank?
I think it also, well, it would it'd make recruiting a little easier, I think. Our recruiting's fine, but I just think it shows our support in our game in the city of Columbus and at Ohio State. I think it could really grow hockey immensely in the state of Ohio. I don't know how many here are actually hockey fans, but I have two small children, and there's a lot of kids that are playing hockey. So the demand is high, but the supply is very low. And you can make money, $350 an hour, on renting out ice. So I think it could be profitable for our program as well, or for the institution. So I think it's just something that's earned and deserved to show that the institution is supporting our athletic, our hockey program, but also to grow hockey here in Columbus that we know we have with our Blue Jackets and our men's program here.
We have time for a few more questions. Deep middle, Sam Cipriano, the Lantern.
Coach, you have a trio of freshmen from Shattuck High School in Minnesota. How important do you think it is in your recruiting process to not only recruit players coming from a hockey school that has prestigious history, but also get players that come from the same school?
Well, hopefully they like each other, right? That's usually what I ask the top recruit. Do you guys get along before we recruit the other kids? But I think it's important because as you build a program, like I said, you're building a culture. I mean, no one, last year we had one, but no one's from Ohio on our team. So we are family. We are each other's family. And so we have to make sure that we're recruiting the character as well as the skill. And they have to know what they're signing up for too, right? So, of course, we trust in Shattuck St. Mary's because they produce a lot of All-Americans and Olympians. And we trust in their program and how they train their athletes. So when they transition to our program, it's not a tough start for them. But again, you're recruiting the player as well. And I have a lot of trust in Gordy at Shattuck that when he speaks highly of one of his athletes, then I believe in that person as well as their hockey ability.
Right in front of him, Tom Orr, Buckeye Huddle. You have an opportunity this year to play in Wrigley Field, which is something that I'm guessing when you were a women's hockey player in Minnesota, probably was not something you thought was going to be on your radar.
Cool.
What is that opportunity like for you in terms of a platform for your program?
I mean, Chicago is another hot spot for hockey with the Blackhawks. My associate head coach, James Wisniewski, played 14 years, and he was drafted by the Blackhawks. So he actually played in 2004 in that outdoor game. So he's excited to go back now as a coach and play. But I think it's just the experience for the athletes to be able to perform on such a prestigious landmark in athletics as Wrigley Field. It's gonna be cold as well. So I'm looking to find something good to wear. I think it says a lot when they had the opportunity to host a women's hockey game, and they only invited two teams. And the fact that we were one of those two, when I look back like 8 years ago of where we were, I don't think we ever would have been considered. So it's just all surreal to see the transformation. I mean, some of it's my hard work, but it's a lot of the athletes that bought in and stuck around and embrace the suck, embrace the productive discomfort to get to where they are today. And now they're a unified front, and very proud of them to have that ability and to take, you know, women's hockey to Chicago, which is a very fun city, and showcase what women are able to do in the game of hockey.
He went from a volunteer assistant this year to the associate head coach.
Right.
What has he brought to your team over the years that made you decide that he was ready for that kind of challenge?
So I don't know if a lot of people actually know James Wisniewski and how he played the game. He was very tough and physical, kind of like how we play. His IQ, though, was off the charts compared to a lot of defense. And I just think that he brings that. You know, you're replacing Peter Elander, who had a very impressive background. And I think with James and his love for the state of Ohio, playing for the Blue Jackets for a few years, his family loves Ohio. So I think that James brings in a lot of physicality and IQ and a defensive shaping our defensive in a different way that we're going to try actually this year that I'm excited for. If it doesn't work, it's James's fault. It was his idea. But I think that he brings in, you know, a wealth of hockey knowledge that I'm excited to learn from, as well as Klein, my assistant, and our players.
Over to the right, Clay Hall at 97.1.
I thought I heard you say you've had a couple discussions or meetings about the new arena.
Correct. Over 8 years, yes.
Yes. Now we have a new athletic director, you have a new boss.
Right.
How would you describe those discussions? And do you feel, at least from what I know about the lacrosse situation, there was a lot of private fundraising done by the coaches even, and do you feel like that's a part of your job?
I haven't specifically been asked to help fundraise. I'd be more than happy to do that. I think I'm pretty good with people, so maybe. But I do trust in Ross a lot. I think he is a businessman. I think he always seems like comes across as he has a plan. And he told me straight up, Nadine, I don't know when it will be built, which I appreciate because I felt like I was being told it's happening, and I just don't want to give that false hope to recruits anymore. I can work with I don't know. You know what I mean? I can't work with maybe 2-3 years. It will be built, he said. He just is uncertain at this time. We do have a president that is very supportive in our project and in the game of hockey, and I think the two of them collaborating, they both seem very wise, and I trust in them and their process. And, you know, I'm focused right now on winning hockey games, and if they want my input or they want to bring me into a meeting, that's fine. But, again, I just want to continue to win trophies and wear jewelry.
Cameron T. Robinson still has questions.
I'm surprised you don't know me so well by now.
Almost there.
Okay.
Obviously, you guys went overseas.
Yes.
This offseason, just how, when you're putting together a team that's, you kind of retooling a team from a championship year, how does being playing games overseas prepare you for the season?
Well, we got a little sneak peek, right, of what we're going to have this weekend. I think they're stronger, obviously, than where they were a couple months ago. But I was pleasantly surprised with both Sweden. We played Sweden's national team over in Sweden. And I was very impressed with our team playing so physical, but especially playing on an Olympic-sized sheet and being able to play that way. For those of you that don't know, it's 15 feet wider on an Olympic size sheet. And so I think that our team actually showcased, like, again, our speed and our relentlessness and our goaltending. So we outshot them pretty considerably. So the one thing I would say is got to work on execution. But we're getting there. And it was a good start, more so for our team building of and bonding, you know, with a couple new staff members and then a lot of new players.
And we had one final question, Bill Rabinowitz. Okay, we'll come back to you too.
You mentioned that you don't have any Ohio players on the team. I know people who are involved in growing the girls' game. Where is that? How close is that to Ohio being able to produce players that are capable of playing for you?
I don't think they're there yet. I think we have a couple one-offs. You know, we have one that we're interested in. That's from Ohio, so that's, you know, we're hopefully starting to chip away at that. Again, you know, my kids play at the Battery, and I know that there's the AAA Blue Jackets, and they're starting to have programs in the summer to have kids go into tournaments, a AAA girls team in particular, that they're hoping that I will coach or one of my players will coach. And again, seeing the lack of opportunity for my daughter from coming from Minnesota to Ohio is upsetting. And when we moved, that's what they said. My son was now going to be a football player than a hockey player. But that's okay. I think the money's better in football. So with that, you know, I think that that's just a start of what we can do. They have a couple AAA programs with the under 14s, looking for under 12s in the girls' youth. So if I can help in any way with the time that I can commit, I would be more than happy to. Because again, it's there. It's just we got to provide opportunities because there's not enough ice times for these kids.
And we'll wrap things up with Whitney Harding, WCMH.
T Tim asked about trophy motivation.
Yeah.
But in the conference preseason poll, you guys are two from the coaches. Is there any motivation with that?
Of course. I always like when people don't like us, if that makes sense, you know. I like that that motivates me. I hope it motivates the players. And I've felt that ever since I've been at Ohio State. It's funny, I know that football says it's Ohio State against the world, and we used to say that too. We said against everyone. But you do feel that. Like, you could be the number one for 3 years and very rarely still get ranked number one in the preseason poll. But I could care less about the preseason. I just care about March. But we will use that to ignite our fire for sure.
McKenna this weekend is going to play field hockey on Friday, ice hockey on Saturday, and field hockey on Sunday.
That's just normal for her for the past 3 years.
Are you ever not amazed by her?
No. I mean, McKenna came in as a transfer from Wisconsin, and as soon as she went into the ice hockey transfer portal, I had Jared, the field hockey coach, calling me, "Coach, you got to go after her." And I was hesitant of how we're going to balance that, but McKenna's grades have actually gone up with this structure that we've created with field hockey and ice hockey. And her pursuit is to play hockey in the P-Dub in the Olympics. And she just happens to be a really good field hockey player that I think is in the top 5 or 10 in scoring in field hockey. And so we also have a player next year coming in that's a lacrosse player that's number 2 in her position in the country. So if we can keep helping other female sports here, we will continue to do that. But joking aside, McKenna is a sensational person. How she balances it when she's not able to compete with us because of her allotted time with compliance. She's there watching and cheering the girls on, running the clock. So she's very visible, and she's our captain, so one of our captains. So I am very impressed with her and how she can balance both sports that overlap.
Lots, thank you so much. I do have one final question. Have you ever had the cinnamon roll at the Duluth Grill?
I don't think so. I don't. I frequented a couple of the bars, but not.
Nadine, thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much for your time.
Stop the line, brother, stop the line.